This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Here's your cruise news for Thursday, September 15th. Well, Carnival Celebration has successfully completed her sea trials in the Baltic Sea. The sister ship to Mardi Gras set out on her first rounds of trials on September 5th from Meyer Turku Shipyard in Finland. Officers, technicians, and engineers were on board to test the ship's technical, mechanical, and navigational systems. On November 6th, Carnival Celebration will depart on a transatlantic voyage from Southampton, England, down to Miami, Florida. She will then set sail on her inaugural six-night voyage from Miami on November 21st, before beginning a schedule of mostly seven-night Eastern and Western Caribbean cruises. Carnival Celebration is the line's second Excel-class ship, powered by LNG, right behind Carnival's Mardi Gras. A third sister vessel, Carnival Jubilee, is scheduled to begin sailing from Galveston next year. And the Port of San Diego is gearing up for its busiest cruise season since 2010, which is set to begin on September 19th. 140 cruise ship calls are scheduled, which is up 40% from last year. All are at or near full capacity, which brings around 460,000 passengers through the port. The first cruise call will be on September 19th, followed by Disney Wonder's arrival on September 23rd. Princess Cruises will be home porting in San Diego for the first time ever this season, with 13 planned calls. San Diego is California's third busiest cruise port after Long Beach and Los Angeles. And finally, the Massachusetts State Police and the FBI were called to Norwegian Breakaway on Tuesday evening while the ship was docked in Boston. They were looking into a report of a sexual assault involving two people who worked on board the ship. The alleged incident happened while the ship was sailing between Providence, Rhode Island, and Boston. Norwegian Cruise Line has not commented on the situation at the time of recording. Today, the ship is scheduled to call in St. John, New Brunswick. And cruise line stocks were up on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation up 3.2%, 10.57. Royal Caribbean up 5.3%, 48.92. And Norwegian up 4.7%, 15.08. Breaking news and this week's podcast at cruiseradio.net. Here aboard Carnival Sunrise, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.